We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Falcons Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, presented by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Also brought to you by Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Also by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership, and by The Hubbard Company, 1 call, 1 source, 1 solution. Live from Frickers in Bowling Green, this is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
Good evening, fans. Welcome back to Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football hosting Toledo this Saturday. It is a noon kickoff from Dwight Perry Stadium, and we look forward to getting back into Mid-American Conference action as BG will host their rivals from up north. Here to talk about all of that and more is head coach Scott Leffler joining us here at Frickers. Coach, good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Todd.
Well, I guess we'll start with looking back to last week's game. Your team had tracked up to South Bend to take on the Fighting Irish. First ever meeting between the teams. They had a rough start that ultimately had you in a big hole early, and then your team sort of settled in and played better after that. But really, 21-0 almost before you could blink an eye makes it hard to keep the morale up, I guess you'd say, right?
Well, we had the first three possessions, we had 3 3-and-outs, and then after that, we moved the ball fairly efficient against a very good defense. We couldn't score in the red area. We crossed the 50-yard line multiple times. We had, at times, 8, 6, 12, 14 play drives just without points. And that's the area that that we need to improve in. Right now, we're inconsistent on offense, and We felt watching the defensive film that our front seven played well enough. We just struggled in the back end. There was mismatch problems everywhere. If you stood on the sidelines, it was interesting to look at our true freshmen and their 6'4", 6'5", three of them that they had that were outstanding wide receivers and tight ends, and we just were mismatched completely.
Yeah, we talked a lot about Notre Dame and some of their outstanding player groups, and I'm sure you talked about how good their receivers are, but I think a lot of other parts of their team get some publicity that they don't, but they had three really good ones, and I think the size was the biggest thing that played in their favor against your guys.
No doubt about it. They're a top five recruited football team. I told Brian Kelly before the game, since 1993, following that game as a player and as a coach, I've been in multiple Notre Dame games. It's hands down the best recruited Notre Dame team I've seen in years. And it's been a process for him there. It was not that when he first got there, and I think he has done a ridiculous job of really upgrading. They look like the Georgias, the Alabamas, the Ohio States of the world, and when you look like that and play like that, you got a chance to be a playoff team, and I think they will. They just got to keep winning.
With that said, let's dive a little deeper into your assessment of your front seven that they played better. A little more in depth of what you saw that was good from your front seven. Expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, the gap integrity was better. Whenever they did have a run, it was because their player blocked us. I mean, just flat blocked us. It was a physically better guy blocking our guy, but there was far less mistakes. There was not a lot of gap trouble. Whenever we were beat, it was because their guy was better than our guy. It wasn't a situation where we're missing gaps, what have not. So they played better. They played more discipline. And then, again, we just got handled in the back end.
And when you say gap integrity, we hear a lot of coaches talk about that from time to time. That's mostly a mental mistake you're referring to if you say gap integrity rather than you got pushed out of the gap.
Yeah, there's eight gaps in football, and on every single defense, someone's responsible for their particular gap. And the whole point of a defense is to make sure that all the gaps are filled. And once a guy gets out of his gap and the offense blocks the play right, there's a chance that an explosion play is going to occur. So the mental aspects of being able to maintain gap integrity, have the guys all responsible for their gaps, was absolutely huge.
How much of your defense's improvement was part and parcel to, after the first few drives, your offense holding on to the ball a little bit? You talk about complementary football. You mentioned some lengthy drives that did not produce points, but your defense probably got more of a respite than it had in the last couple of games.
There's no doubt about it. And, we want to be a team that rushes for 250, 275 yards and throws for 225. That's who we want to be. And right now, that's not where we're at. But we were able to be on the field a little bit longer. The reason we were able to maintain the ball a little bit longer is we were much better on third down. We were 8 of 17 on third down. And we got to find a way to stay on the field, and we got to get off the field. I think they were 8-11 on third down, and they were 6-6 in the red area. We have a plan to win, what we call the plan to win, and number one, it starts with turnovers. Number two, we talk about who can run the ball, who can defend the run. Number three, we talk about red area efficiency. We talk about playing great special teams and time of possession, and any time that you're productive on third down and on both sides of the ball, you have a chance to win the time of possession and maintain the ball.
You mentioned turnovers. Many times when a team is struggling, it's manifested mainly because of a negative turnover ratio. Your team, though, has been surprisingly adept at not turning the ball over. I think it speaks to the fact that this has not been a sloppy team in that way. You've turned the ball over very few times. The only turnover Saturday was a Hail Mary at the end of the half, so it really almost doesn't even count. But your team is taking care of the football.
We are, and the place that we're missing, and it's a great NFL stat. It's an awesome NFL stat. We've used it everywhere that I've ever coached, is we call it the daily double. Whenever we win the daily double, we have an 86% chance of winning the game. And with the daily double, it's two areas that it accounts. Number one, turnovers. So if we win the turnover battle against Notre Dame, which essentially it was even.
They had
zero turnovers. We had one, but it really was on a Big Ben. So at the end of the day, that's a wash. The area that we're not winning the daily double, the second component of the daily double, is explosion plays. Runs plus 12, passes plus 16. And if you look at the stats from Saturday, they had 14 explosion plays. We had five. And so we had a wash in the turnover ratio, but we got crushed in the explosion battle. So you're going to lose the game. So those two statistics right now in college football and pro football, if you win the daily double, you got to, just like I said, you got an 86% chance of winning.
Overall, you look at your stats for the Notre Dame game, you're able to rush the ball with some modicum of success. Your two main running backs, Jones and Denley, combined for 116 yards on 29 carries. That's 4 yards per. I mean, that's not a off-the-charts performance, but against that D-line, were you pretty pleased with the way you were able to get a little bit of run game going?
We were. I think that front, just like I said, is a top five front, so it was exciting to watch those guys compete and battle and able to get 4 yards a pop. Our biggest issue right now is we don't have enough explosion run plays and we don't have enough explosion pass plays. That's our biggest issue. I think Q had a great day. He had 10 catches and all that, but we're missing those 35, 25-yard chunk plays that normally make the difference. And if we could ever improve in that area of explosiveness, the way that we're protecting the football, it's a great formula for success. It's just we're not making those big plays right now.
Earlier today, part of the media gathering, Jack Kramer talked with the media, and I got to talk with him, and I asked him about the off week with the offensive line, how beneficial it was, and he indicated to me he thought that they came together during the off week. The pause in the season he thought was at a good time for that group. Did you see evidence of that the off week really was beneficial for those guys?
I think it was beneficial for a lot of guys. We were able to really take a breath, take a seat, be able to really look at our program overall. We changed some things that we were doing in practice just to make it more competitive, develop our football team. Things that were very unique that we've never done during the season anywhere that we've ever been. And we're forcing our guys to be super competitive, and we're forcing them to improve, and that's all we can ask for right now.
Next up, the team up north comes to the Deut for Saturday's noon kickoff. The Falcons and Rockets coming up Saturday. We'll talk more about that with Coach Leffler when we come back to Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Frickers, the home for fun food, Forts, and Spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code FALCONFRIDAY. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080 and build a better future.
Best pizza? New York style.
Nah. Deep dish.
No way. A white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No. Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza served with a Coke.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
We're back at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football set to entertain rival Toledo on Saturday. It is a noon kickoff from the Doit. We'll be on the air with our Medical Mutual pregame show at 11 a.m. for the Falcons and the Rockets. Head coach Scott Leffler is with us to talk BGSU football. And coach, every team has a rival, and Bowling Green's rival is Toledo. Some coaches say, you know, we try to do it just like another game or this kind of thing, but you've got a Toledo drill every day, right? What's this all about?
Well, it's a special game, and being raised in the state of Ohio, when I was a young kid, I would go play football in the morning, my peewee football, and I would always, at the beginning of the year, watch the Michigan-Notre Dame game, and I would always find a way to watch the Ohio State-Michigan game, and the game that I always watched every single year was the Toledo-Bowling Green game. I will never forget in 06, 1-2. We played that game down in Columbus, Ohio. I went out recruiting. I remember changing my flight to make sure that I was at a place that I could watch the Bowling Green-Toledo game, which is on Wednesday. It's a great game. It's a great rivalry. It's different. It's one of those special games in our state, and to be able to be a part of it is awesome. I feel honored. It's a privilege to be a part of that game, but it's a different game. There's no doubt about it, and we're going to treat it differently and get this thing back to where we want to get it.
With that in mind, you have a thing every day, the Toledo drill or Toledo play. What do you do?
We do something to work on that game every day, and it's, you know, they do the same thing. Every single thing in our program and every single thing in their program is built around playing this game. Back in the day, this game normally dictated who won the championship on either side, and we're going to get back to those standards where it's that game every single year is going to dictate who's going to win each other's side, and that's what we want it to be. I mean, that's what they want it to be. That's what we want it to be. It's a great rivalry. It's 25 minutes up the road. It's two great traditions. I mean, why wouldn't that game's got to be treated differently, period. It's a great game.
Let's talk about this year's edition of the Rockets. They've won three in a row after losing their season opener at Kentucky. They beat another team from Kentucky, Murray State, and they went out to Colorado, beat Colorado State, hanging on the final play of the game. And then the last time out, they beat BYU, and they've also beaten Western Michigan. So they've won four games in a row And when you look at this Rockets team, let's start offensively. Mitch Guadagni, I guess, is where you got to start. A guy that is capable of hurting you with his legs and his arm, right?
Yeah, I'm really impressed with him. He's a senior. He's taken some bumps and bruises. He's a tough guy. He's accurate. He's a you got to give him a lot of respect. He's a tough quarterback that has paid his dues. He's played a lot of ball. He's a very good player. The running back that transferred in from Kentucky, the Bryant, I recruited him when I was at Boston College. I think he's a difference maker. He's fast. He's quick, twitchy. They're exactly what we want to be in terms of an offense. They're extremely balanced. They're number 10 in the nation in rushing. They're throwing the ball efficient. They're playing really good football on the offensive side of the ball right now.
Yeah, you look at their offense. They're rushing more than they're passing as far as the yardage is concerned. And it always seems that, to me, what I always think about with Toledo is offensive line. They always seem to have three or four hosses on the offensive line. People talk about their running backs and stuff for the years. I think it's always been about their O-line. What do you see with this year's group?
There's no doubt about it, and that's where we want to build our program. It all starts with having a great offensive line, a great defensive line. That's one thing that we're trying to develop and recruit right now. And then you got to have a quarterback, and they do. And they've surrounded that quarterback and that offensive line with enough skill to be extremely dangerous in both the run game and the pass game. And they've done it the right way. And you can see that there's been a consistency in that program for several years right now, and that's why they're good right now.
Yeah, quarterback Mitch Guadagni is, however you want to measure it, really their second leading rusher. Now, what kind of rushing quarterback is he? Is it read option or RPOs or a lot of quarterback draw or a lot of scramble improvisation? What does he do?
A little bit of all. They have the ability to run their quarterback in some design runs, but they're also a huge RPO team. The guy can get out of jail. He can get out of trouble, which is awesome. And anytime that you got that guy that can get out of jail and get you a first down and move the sticks, you know, that's what you want. So he's doing a great job. He's tough. I mean, he's taking some shots that are pretty impressive, and he just keeps coming back. So he's a tough guy that's playing really well.
Also, over the years, Toledo seemingly has some big wide outs. So we talked about last week with Notre Dame, their size was really a detriment to your defensive backs trying to cover them. What about this Toledo receiver core? They have some big ones?
Yeah, they're good. They're big, they're strong, they're fast. They've got a couple guys that are a little bit shorter than Notre Dame's, but they're productive, they're fast, they're tough, they catch the football, they block. I'm impressed with them.
Coach, let's flip it around, talk about the Toledo defensively. Like a lot of programs in the Mid-American Conference, I think people think about what they've done offensively over the years rather than defensively, but there have been some years where they've had a pretty formidable bunch defensively. Let's look at this year's group. Let's start up front. Toledo defensive line, what are we looking at?
Super athletic, long, twitchy. They've recruited really well in that area. They're a movement defense. They constantly twist and run games. Extremely athletic, quick, fast. Was very impressed with them. I think their strength and conditioning coach has done a great job with them. They have strength. The place that I think they're completely different than the past, just looking at, you know, from back years and of tape, I think their secondary is outstanding. The freshman that they recruited, number 13, in my opinion, might be arguably the best DB that we've played this year. I think he is outstanding. They've done a great job. He's from Miami, and he's not a good football player. He's a great football player.
Well, the Toledo defense, of course, looking at this year, some of the people they've played, they've given up some points. Kentucky, Colorado State, Western are all good teams, obviously, but what have teams been able to do when they've had some success that you got to try to emulate here?
They're balanced.
How do you attack?
They're balanced. You know, if you get into one game with them, one side of the offensive coin, you're in for a long day. You got to be extremely balanced. You got to mix in the run and pass. Because if you just settle on the pass, they're athletic enough up front to sack you, and they're great cover guys, so you got to be extremely balanced and unpredictable.
Coach, when you look at a rivalry, of course, you'd like to think that it goes back and forth practically each and every year, but it's been a bit one-sided of late, not in the favor of the good guys. Have Will you, have you brought that up much as a motivator, or do you just let that kind of sit there as figure we all know about this?
Well, we all know about that. Yeah. That's something that that we all know, and we want to get it back to going back and forth. I think that's great for rivalries. We want to win them all, but I think in college football, when you win two, win one, win two, win one, that's what a rivalry is supposed to be. And I've been on both sides of those rivalries. I've been on one where we've won it forever, and then we went to a streak where we've lost it. And I always think those games are those special games. They come down to the wire. They're different. They're exciting. Normally the records you can throw out the window, and that's where we want to get. We want to get it back where it's a blood fest every single year, and you never know who's going to win. And that's the exciting thing about college football, and we want to get it back to that point.
As you have started to get your team together and the game plan for this week, do you sense a little extra oomph, a little pep in their step this week because of Toledo?
Especially the older guys, the guys that have been around. When your clock's ticking and it's about your time to hang up the cleats and put the shoulder pads away, anytime that you get an opportunity to play in a special game like this, it means a ton. And it's our job as coaches to educate the young players about how important this game is and how every single aspect of our routine, 365 days, have got to be built around this game. And that's going to be the mindset. That's what we've started. Are we there yet? No, we're not. But this game is a really, really important game for our program.
BG will entertain Toledo coming up Saturday at noon. Falcons are looking to get back on the good side of things in this rivalry. And, Coach, with that, you know, you talk about game planning during the week, and this Toledo team, pretty much a known entity. I guess that's a bit of an advantage. In other words, they've had a same coach for a while. They're running the same system with some of the same players, so some of that familiarity helps your guys that have played against them.
It does. There's no question about it. There's consistency there, and that's okay. You know, that's okay that they're doing the same thing over and over again. That's normally how you get good, and they've done a great job recruiting. They've got a system in every three phases of how they play ball, and they're doing a good job right now. And we need to go out and find a way to win the game, period, end. We got to find a way to just get – we just got to be better than them on Saturday and find a way to get one more point than what they have.
Well, Saturday at Notre Dame, your offense clearly performed better once Grant Loy came into the game. In particular with Saturday's game, what did Grant bring that allowed you to get some consistency going there that Darius hadn't brought?
I thought, number one, like I've said, I think – Grant is healthy, and Darius, we were hoping that can overcome some of the shoulder issue that he's had. And he brought a really good juice and some fire over the off week. He earned the right to have the opportunity to play. And we said regardless what happened, we were going to put him in the game. And you felt some energy. You felt some juice. Was he perfect? Absolutely not. There were some things that he did that he looks back that we all wish that he would have done better, but he brought some energy, brought some juice, he brought some competitive fire, and we were able to move the ball better. Was he perfect? No, but there was some improvement with him, and it was exciting to see him in there with some fire and some energy.
Best game of the career for Quentin Morris, I think it's fair to say, especially if you measure the competition you were playing against. He was very productive. Notre Dame seemingly had a hard time covering him. He had 10 catches for 92 yards. I mean, is this the game now you're going to put on that screen for Q to watch and say, this is what we expect all the time?
Yeah, there's no question about it. He should have probably had 10 catches, 11 catches, 12 catches in every game that we've played so far. And he was able to catch the ball. His concentration was better. He had no alignment problems whatsoever. He ran good routes. We moved him and put him in every single position on the football field, minusing quarterback and running back, and he was productive. We were able to find ways to get him matched up on their least defenders, and that's what we did, and he did a great job catching the football and getting open.
Obviously, Coach, you played both quarterbacks last week, and I assume that's your position moving forward, that you want to continue in that vein at quarterback heading into Toledo here?
Yeah, we'll make that decision probably on Thursday, exactly the direction we're going to go.
Well, hopefully the direction leads to a victory, Coach.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Great, it would be outstanding.
That'd be great. I'd be the happiest, second happiest Bowling Green person besides yourself. So.
We'd all be very happy. Coach, we appreciate you coming over. Good luck against Toledo.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
BGSU head coach Scott Leffler here on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. We'll take a break. Talk with running backs coach David Hedden next. From Frickers on the Falcons Sports Radio Network, from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green, or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
BioTest Plasma Center is searching for superheroes who donate plasma at BioTest Plasma Center in Bowling Green. Becoming a superhero is much easier than you might expect. Giving plasma, earning extra cash, and helping save lives at 1616 East Wooster Street in Bowling Green. Call 419-819-3068 or visit BioTestPlasma.com to schedule an appointment. Become a superhero and save lives and improve the lives of others.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Your local electrical contractors from NECA and the professional electricians at IBEW Local 8 want to thank Bowling Green State University for trusting them to perform so much of their electrical work at the university. We appreciate that we have such a world-class university here in our region, helping to make this a better community to live and work. For all your electrical needs, please visit AskNECA.com or call 866-ASK-NECA. We're your local professional electrical contractors. Go Falcons!
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
We are back at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football back in action Saturday hosting Toledo. It is a noon kickoff from Dwight Perry Stadium. We'll be on the air with our Medical Mutual pregame show at 11 a.m. And we continue to talk BG football with running backs coach Chris Hedden joining us here at Frickers. Coach, good to have you with us.
Yeah, I appreciate having the opportunity to come out here tonight.
Well, you are a guy that has been around these parts for really most of your life, whether playing or coaching, and we'll talk about your unique understanding of this rivalry and this part of the state. But Saturday at Notre Dame, I want to talk about a surprise that you had on the field. For those who don't know, Coach Hedden is a Columbian Tornado, went to high school, Tiffin Columbian. And your high school coach surprised you on Saturday? Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was in and out of the locker room a couple of times. I came back out, and, you know, I hear Coach Hedden, Coach Hedden. And I'm thinking, they can't be calling me. Why would anybody be calling me right now? And I look over there, and there's Coach John Tomaszewski, who coached me all 4 years at Tiffin Columbian. Had an outstanding run, and a big reason why I'm coaching. You know, he motivated me to be the best I could be, and I felt like, hey, you know, I want to have an opportunity to motivate others.
And that's a good surprise to get on the field. Sometimes people are calling your name. You're like, uh-oh.
Exactly.
What do I do, right?
Exactly.
I did. After you thought about it, did you have some flashbacks to like when Coach yelled at you in maybe a little bit harsher terms when you played at Columbian?
You know, Coach wasn't a big yeller. He was a motivator in other ways. And, you know, if you weren't doing your job, he'd have a way to look at you. And you just knew that look. He didn't have to raise his voice that you better pick it up. And if he didn't, then there's going to be a price to be paid after practice. So, you know, it wasn't so much that with him. It was more of the glare.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you got to experience that. That was a neat moment for you and your coach. I want to take folks sort of through your path to Bowling Green. Obviously, we just talked about you played at Columbian. You also were the head coach at Toledo St. Francis High School for a while. You coached for the University of Toledo. You've coached other places, basically been your whole life around these parts. So you've been on both sides of this now as far as, you know, we talk about recruiting the same players and, you know, living in the same cities and frequenting the same shops and restaurants and stuff. So you know what we're talking about here, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a great rivalry. I've been a part of it for 8 years. I was on the other end of it, and now I'm excited to open up this new chapter and being on this side of it and the right side of it. So,
very well said. I appreciate that. And from the perspective of a high school coach, I want to get your thoughts on that. When you were at St. Francis for 3 years, obviously you'd see coaches from probably most Mid-American Conference schools and even Big Ten schools and the like. It can be intense, I would imagine, for high school coaches in this area. The BG Toledo thing is a factor almost all the time, right?
It absolutely is. And, you know, it's interesting, the division. You know, you got a lot of Bowling Green guys out there, and you got your fair share of Toledo. I think both staffs do a wonderful job. I know since we've been here, we've opened up our doors to all the coaches here in Northwest Ohio, the state of Ohio, and I know they do a nice job up there also. And it's a friendly rivalry, and we're excited, you know, for Saturday to get here and get an opportunity to go out there and play as hard as we possibly can and see what the result what happens with the results.
Well, you, as I mentioned, are the running backs coach for BGSU, and unfortunately your crew has been a bit decimated. For one thing, Andrew Clare, who I think we would all say is probably your best running back, has been hobbled. Got to be frustrating for Drew. He's just not been able to play much since the opening week.
You know, it is. He's done a great job in the transition. You know, it was different for him in the beginning, but me and Andrew have a great relationship. I'm just frustrated for the kid that, you know, he can't get where he needs to be, and we don't want to put him out there in a position where if he's not 100%, because that's when something serious happens with a running back, when you're not 100%. So I know it's been frustrating for him. It's frustrating for us as an offense, but he stayed positive, and we're going to continue to rehab him, get all the things done the right way with him in the training room, and hopefully you know, we'll see Andrew here later in the season.
Hey, you always want to be 100% physically, but there are some backs that really count on that quickness or that twitchiness. Other guys can maybe compensate a little bit with a little bit of strength or just straight line speed. I think Drew falls into that category. If he can't cut, that really limits his effectiveness.
You're exactly right. I mean, and that's what me and Andrew has talked about. You know, there's some guys that are pluggers that can pound it up in there and occasionally make that big play. But, you know, Andrew's unique ability is his vision, his ability to cut, make people miss at the line of scrimmage and in the open field. And, you know, he's limited with that right now. And like I said, that's why from a standpoint of putting him on the field, and he's limited, that's his strength. That's what, you know, God's blessed him with the ability to be quick and agile It's kind of a missing piece. So you're absolutely right when it comes to different style running backs.
Well, when we talk about the two other guys that have seen a lot of run then, especially with Drew Hobbled, Devon Jones is a guy that came in from Boston College. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to come in after 4 or 5 years at a school to a new program. But you did have the advantage with Devon. He's familiar with Coach Loeffler's system. And I'm imagining maybe he's been helped to you and transmitting some things to other guys. Has that been the case?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, he's familiar with all the different terminology. There were some things that signal-wise that were different for him, but overall he knows he has a great knowledge for the offense. He's done a great job of coming in and working hard, and he has a role, and he's done a great job of fulfilling that role. He just got to continue to, you know, but we're waiting for him to bust a big one. You know, we're waiting him for – he's close to making somebody miss. He has some big runs, I thought, on Saturday against Notre Dame, made some people miss, and we like to get him out in the open field and see if he can, you know, break a big one. You know, that's what our offense needs. We need our running backs to make a play, and right now we're all kind of standing around, in my opinion, on offense, and we're waiting for somebody to make a play. It's time for somebody to step up and make that play.
Yeah, well, Devon Jones is one of those guys that really knows about things from both sides. He actually played linebacker 1 year at Boston College, so I guess you got to say he's a hard-nosed guy. There's no question, right?
Well, last week we had a protection where we had a run-through guy, and you know, this big nose guard on a loop, and he took him off his feet. He's a 300-pounder, so he's a very physical back. He's great in protection. He has the defensive side of the ball. I ran into Coach Sheridan up at Toledo St. John's actually in the spring, and talked about Davon, and played linebacker for him last year. And he's a physical son of a gun. There's no doubt about it. So he has a lot of skills. Like I said, we just got to get him to the second level, and I think if we can do that, he can make some plays for us.
BGSU set to host Toledo on Saturday. It's a noon game. We'll talk more about it with assistant coach Chris Hedden when we come back to Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5% to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Frickers, the home for fun food, Forts and Spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up.
We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter. Proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at PerrysburgAutoMall.com.
We are back at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football set to take on Toledo on Saturday. It is a noon kickoff, so check us out with the Medical Mutual pregame show at 11 a.m. Also, game time has been set for a week from Saturday when BG hosts Central Michigan. That will be a 2 o'clock kickoff a week from Saturday. So Bowling Green with back-to-back home games coming up here with Toledo and Central Michigan. We're talking with BGSU assistant coach Chris Hedden. He coaches the running backs for the Falcons coaching staff. And we talked about Devon Jones. We talked about Andrew Clare, a guy that's had some success at that spot. Bryson Denley, who was not a running back by trade per se when he came to Bowling Green, but it has sort of become where you kind of figured out, hey, this guy can play at running back and he's got a little bit of receiver blood in him, I guess, so maybe we can throw him the ball more than you would another type of running back. But we've seen Bryson with some real potential out there, and he's not quite broken free yet. But talk about his development as a running back.
You know, the one thing Bryson does is he runs extremely hard. For 170 pounds, I mean, last week in the Notre Dame game, he ran over their safety on that 3rd and 9 and got that extra yard. And the one thing that I've been totally impressed with Bryson's is his work ethic and his desire to practice the right way and then play the right way. He plays the game extremely hard. We move. There's a lot on him because we move him around to all different areas on the field. Like you're talking about, he can play a little bit of the wide receiver, but he also has to know all the responsibilities at the tailback position. So he does a great job. He's a practice guy. He brings it every day. I'm excited. You know, he's an underclassman that's going to be back on the program, and I think he's going to get better and better and better just because of his effort and his want to. And he's got blazing speed. He can run. I would love to see him get an opportunity to get to that second level because if we can get him there, I don't think there's many people on the field that can catch him.
And that straight line speed that he has as well is why we've seen him back on kick returns. That was pretty well muted by Notre Dame. I think every kick practically was a touchback. But I know that's one where that speed, if you can get him just one man or one level deep, you really think he can take that to the house.
I tell you what, we're really close on that unit. And watching the film every week and really seeing everything is taking place that maybe you don't see as a fan that you see in the office, we are so close, and if we can give that guy exactly what you're talking about, a little crease, a seam, boy, if he can hit it on time, I'm telling you, big things are happening. And we think, you know, he's a difference maker. If we can just get everybody on the same page, blocking the right angles and doing the right things, I think he can have the opportunity every time he touches it back there to take it.
Now, as I mentioned, the running backs group maybe is one of the thinnest on the team as far as the numbers that you'd like to have and the numbers that you do have. Right now, how many guys in a practice can you go out there and work on a daily basis?
You know, we got about a rotation of 5 guys. We have a couple really quality walk-ons right now that are doing a great job and learning the system and practicing hard. So it keeps us in a realm of 5 different guys out there with Andrew, you know, kind of being hit and miss. It puts us at 4, but the guys are working extremely hard. The knowledge base is there. It's a process, you know. everything these guys are doing, it's new, it's different, and that takes time. And the one thing I can tell you about the running back position is I believe they come every day to work, and they work hard, and they do what they're supposed to do. And you know, the biggest thing we want to do, the expectation of that position, is we want to be the best at everything we do. And we talk about being the best in the community, being the best in the academic world, being the best in the weight room, be the best on the practice field. That's the standard we have, and that's the standard I kind of put in place day one. And they've done a good job of embracing it. And we want to continue to have that high standard of what we do in everything, all facets of life.
And one of those walk-ons of Nigel Seeley, I believe, is one of the walk-ons you're referring to, a guy that was playing in Division III, right? And,
yes.
Actually, I believe, led his conference in rushing at his old school and now has had a few carries here and there in games for Bowling Green. Talk about Nigel and his commitment to the program.
You know, Nigel's an intriguing guy. You know, he was a guy that wasn't part of the program last fall, and you know, we had some tryouts on campus because our numbers weren't where we needed them to be going into spring football. And he caught our eyes in one of those tryouts, and he's just kind of stayed to the grindstone. He's working hard, and when he's getting his opportunity, he's made the most of it. He had a great spring game last year, and it's kind of propelled him into the training camp, and he's learning every day. And, you know, he's going to be a good football player for us.
And you mentioned number of running backs that you can use on a day-to-day basis. I guess we'd say 4.5 or 5, depending on Andrew Clare's status. What, ideally, where would you want to be? 7?
You know, we would like to have, I think, 5 to 6 in that area, and then have some quality walk-ons, you know. We do have a quality walk-on from right down the road from Norwalk, Ohio. Trayvon Raymore is he's one of those guys in the rotation of that 5, and he's a big back. He's a unique back. You know, he's a 238-pound kid. You know, he has not played yet right now, but I'm telling you what, he's getting better and better and better every day in practice. And, you know, we're going to try to get him up to 245, you know, keep his, you know, body fat low, but get him to 245 because he can be very, very unique in this conference.
Norwalk Truckers and Tiffin Columbian Tornadoes, do they get along?
Yeah, we get along because
we
always beat them. It wasn't much of a game.
That's what we like to hear. A little poking. I'm sure that comes out in practice once in a while, huh?
Yeah. Coach Fox over at Norwalk's done a great job, though. So they went to the state semifinals last year, So he's done a great job with that program.
And one of the – well, two of the great nicknames in all of Ohio, the Tornadoes and the Truckers. So you got to salute that. Coach, as you look at the day-to-day operation for you, we talk about you being running backs coach, and maybe that sounds like – that's all you do is coach running backs. But in practice, the dynamic between the backs and the rest of the guys on the offense, just talk about sort of that melding together of the team, even though you only coach one particular position at a time.
Well, you know, it's very, very important. We all got our piece in this offense, and we got to make sure that, you know, from a running back standpoint, it's more than just running the football. You know, we're working with the O-line constantly with the protections, the different calls. You know, last week, for example, Notre Dame presented something that we hadn't seen. We had to come up with a different thing to get it protected, give our quarterback an opportunity. So there's a lot of different facets that go into the game other than just running the football. And these guys have done a great job in embracing that. We got to continue to get better. There's always room for improvement. But I feel like our guys are on the right track as far as mentally where they need to be to hopefully become a complete running back. And that's a daily chore, like you say.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming over, and I'm glad you got to see your old coach on Saturday at Notre Dame. A little cool story from that, and certainly hope that our running backs are hitting that second level, getting those chunk plays on Saturday, and beat Toledo.
It would sure be nice to see our guys get to the second level this weekend and score a few long touchdowns runs.
There we go.
Definitely beat the Rockets.
Definitely. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you being here. That's running backs coach Chris Hedden. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up the show next on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Think Thayer in Bowling Green.
Where can you find Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Nissans, and Hondas all at one place with the best price guaranteed? Just 8 miles south of Perrysburg at the Thayer Family Dealerships. Stop in and see our brand new Toyota, Chevy, and Honda stores located on Main Street in Bowling Green. Or click on ThayerBG.com.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
It's time to be. It's that time of year. Time for pumpkin spice and caramel apple cider. Only from Big B Coffee. Stop in and see your favorite barista today. But hurry, it's only available for a limited time.
It's time to be.
Big B Coffee. Located at 215 East Rooster Street in the Market Square Plaza. Or visit BigB.com. And remember, it isn't Big B without BG.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
Let's get Jets.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
We are back on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football set to host Toledo on Saturday. Meanwhile, yesterday, BGSU hockey posted a 7-4 win at Miami, led by Cameron Wright, who had four goals for Coach Ty Eigner and company.
Is definitely a kid that, you know, offense is in his resume, and he's a kid that before he got to Bowling Green took great pride in being an offensive guy, and that's what we recruited him to be. And he had a really good freshman year in terms of numbers. If Cameron plays the right way and does things right, he's got the opportunity to be an offensive guy for us for sure. And you know, playing with Max Johnson and Brandon Cruz certainly gives you the opportunity to be involved in offense. And typically, they're spending a bunch of time in the offensive zone. And if you're spending a bunch of time in the offensive zone and you're doing things right when you get there, I think Cameron said he just took advantage of some opportunities. So, yeah, we would love for Cameron to keep doing that and keep playing the way he played on Sunday.
Good luck to BGSU hockey this weekend with the Icebreaker event up at Toledo. Speaking of Toledo, it's BG and UT football coming up Saturday at noon. Get a full preview on the Ziggy Cast. You can download that wherever you listen to podcasts. And plus, we'll have more with Coach Ty Eigner. That's available tomorrow at noon. We'll be back with you Saturday morning. Until then, this is Todd Walker saying, "I Ziggy Zumba."
on the Falcons Sports Network. The Falcons Nest Coaches Show has been brought to you by Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Thayer Family Dealerships, five great franchises, one great dealership. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Also brought to you in part by The Hubbard Company. One call, one source, one solution. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. And by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.